last week, San Francisco City and County Tax Assessor Recorder Phil Ting published his outside agency review of recent foreclosures, which said that 84% of foreclosures in the city of San Francisco involved such flawed documentation that they could most likely be deemed illegal. Ting said that he was turning the review over to public prosecutors, including Attorney General Kamala Harris, San Francisco DA George Gascon, and the U.S. Attorney's Office, and that he thought his office might be able to stop illegal foreclosures now in process. This week, Sheriff Ross Mercurimi said in a press conference that he will also analyze and assess San Francisco foreclosure data, which could be used to challenge questionable foreclosure evictions. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke with Sheriff Mercurimi, whose office is tasked with performing those evictions.
Sheriff Mercurimi, what can you and your staff do to help stop illegal foreclosures now in process?
Well, the first measure that I've asked our department to take is to start with the basics, and that is collect data. I've asked for a complete review of the information we get from the plaintiffs or the lending institutions who are able to execute a court order for an eviction to take place, which by law, the Sheriff's Department is required to facilitate. But I want to make sure that I understand the impacted population that is being evicted as a result from foreclosure, whether they be property owners and or tenants. And I'm not able to act effectively until we have proper data. I've asked for a three-year review.
Well, even if the impact is not good on the affected communities, what could you do without proof that it's illegal?
That's the problem. The Sheriff's Department is really almost the last stage, if not the afterthought, in being able to intercede on behalf of the property owner, on behalf of the defendant, because court orders by state law have to be facilitated within literally a number of days. I don't have the latitude or discretion as much as I would like, because there would need to be a change in state law that empowers municipal sheriffs to be able to use that discretion. So I would want to increase our ability to challenge when we think that there is an improper eviction resulting from a foreclosure on a tenant or a property owner.
The cost of fighting a foreclosure in court is estimated to be $80,000 to $120,000. Most people don't have that kind of money left once they're fighting a foreclosure. Do you think that the city should offer any kind of legal assistance?
I do, and I believe that if the city wants to get to the bottom of this, something that I think that other cities have adopted, like New York City and others, is we need a public advocate of sorts. We need to be able to establish the office of a public advocate or somebody who has some statutory and legal authority, but at least has the legal expertise to review or understand when an improper foreclosure is impending.
When you were still serving on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, you were reported to be supporting John Avalos' proposal to explore the possibility of creating a municipal bank. Will you advocate for that as the public official now tasked with enforcing foreclosure evictions?
Absolutely. I love this idea. This is one of those things that I think are companion to a large progressive menu for change. And it's been simmering for many years before Ross Mercurimi or John Avalos or anybody else. But it's now been affirmed by the greatest need of creating such an institution.
That was San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi on documentary evidence that the majority of recent and pending San Francisco foreclosures may be illegal. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.